Meditation helps us live with the peace and purpose of Christ. Download the Abide app today and start your practice of daily meditation.
So how has your quiet time been lately? Honestly, quiet time, that phrase, is one of those phrases we toss around pretty casually as Christians. It assumes we have spare time and that the time we have is quiet. Even when I find the time to spend with the Lord in prayer, the noise in my mind is often raging. And when I find time to be with God in His Word, my mind drifts like a swollen river, drifting suddenly and often. You and I, who know and love Jesus, depend on the Bible to influence every area of our lives. It's like a mirror showing us what looks good and what looks bad in us. It says the Bible is a two-edged sword, cutting into us like surgery, removing cancerous pride and lust and anger, and saving us from ourselves. Do you crave to spend more time with Him? Ache for a moment of quiet with Him? Hope for your time with Him to bring you transforming peace? Well, join me as we meditate, reflect, and pray about the life-changing power of Scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. But first, would you join me in a time of opening prayer? Dear God of wisdom, You gave us Your Word. You meant it for us to know You better through its stories and poetry and instruction. Give me today a craving, each day, for what Your Scripture has to tell me. Help me to listen as You speak into my life when I meditate on Your living Word. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. As we begin our time together posturing yourself before God, I want you to turn off the distractions around you, the ones that you can control, and begin to focus on our prayer time today. Take a few or several deep breaths as we begin, and allow yourself to settle into the stillness of prayer. Settle into the quietness before the living God. Is there anything you need to confess today? Anything making your heart hard or keeping you from connecting with God right now? Take a moment before we begin to call upon the grace of God and remember that God is a God of love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. God is sovereign. God is the source of all wisdom, and He is compassionate enough to be a teacher. Ask Him to teach you now as you listen to me read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true, and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what's right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. So what word or thought or phrase stood out to you? Maybe a new word or a fresh thought. Listen carefully again for that word. All Scripture is inspired by God and useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we were wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. So which word did you center on? Be silent and be still and notice that word. Repeat it to Him as your prayer to God. So do you make it a habit of being in God's Word regularly? When was the last time the Bible shaped your behavior or changed your mind? Or even better, when did it melt your heart? God encourages His people to dwell on and pray His Word, because that is where we find His promises, His character, and His wisdom. Ask Him now to give you a passion for spending time in Scripture every day. And let this be your prayer right now for several moments. With eyes still closed, listen again as I read from the Amplified Version of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sin, for correction of error, and restoration to obedience, and training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. What did you hear this time? What is still ringing in your ears from this version? Maybe it's the same concept as before, but maybe you heard something in a new and a fresh way. Talk to God about what He is speaking to you through this passage. We often come to the Bible with questions. How should we live? How can we live better? What promises has God made to us? But to truly hear what the Bible has to say, we need to trust that its author has our best interest at heart. Do you believe the Bible is true, 100% true? Ask God now to give you conviction about this verse from 2 Timothy. That all Scripture is God-breathed for our good. This version clarifies righteousness as something more than just a list of things we shouldn't do. To behave honorably in both public and private with integrity and courage requires actively working towards goodness. So how are you living? Are you simply checking the Christian box or are you actively pursuing God's way of living? Ask God to give you a desire for His Word, for His teaching, for your life. And let that ask be your prayer. Listen one and final time as I read and you reflect on 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we were wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Scripture is to be used as a map, not just an inspirational quote book, not a piece of literature that we can dissect and pick the parts that we like or dislike. So what role does Scripture play in your life? How do you use or ignore it in your day-to-day life? What a great question for meditation before God. If Scripture is like a map, a tool that prepares us and equips us to journey through life the way He has proposed, then where are you on that road? When you hear Scripture, how much do you point out the road to other people versus allowing it to penetrate your own heart and show you the way to go? Another good question for meditation before God. Romans chapter 15 describes the Bible like this: "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." When we fight to live the way God instructs, we get hope. What does the idea of hope mean to you? Let that question be your meditation in prayer. Are you journeying with the knowledge that Scripture is leading you towards something good, something really fulfilling? Or are you finding your own way, only consulting Scripture when you find yourself completely lost? Ask God to give you a desire to look to His instruction every day, beginning today. Thank you. Join me as we end our time in prayer. Great author and great king, you have given us your word to encourage, remind, and shape us. Thank you for your truth. Your words literally created the world, sustain it, and continue to shape it. Help my mind to dwell on your word and know it so well that it wells up in my heart when I pray. Let it be like honey on my lips, light in the darkness, and truth in confusion. Build a desire, too, up in my heart to consume your word. Let me be hungry to know you, and give me a passion for your truth. Prepare and equip me for the work you have planned for me. Teach me, guide me, correct me. Yes, even rebuke me and lead me with your word. For your name and for your glory, Lord God, amen. As we end our time together and you begin to let your daily tasks fill your mind again, ask yourself how you will allow Scripture to shape what you do today. And as you strive today to find quiet moments of reflection with the Lord in His Word, I hope it brings you into a place of peace that lasts all throughout your day as you continue to meditate, reflect, pray, and abide in Christ.
Thanks for meditating with us today. Join us on the Abide app to have full access to all our meditations, ad-free,